Trumpeter Ahmed Abdullah's latest album, Liquid Magic, on the Silkart label, is an all-American set. Abdullah comes from New York. His quartet, which was recorded in Dallas, includes Texas-based tenor saxophonist Charles Brackeen and drummer Alvin Fielder, and the art ensemble of Chicago's bassist Malachi Favors. But listening to parts of the album blind, you might conclude the music comes from someplace else, like South Africa. The opening track, Mayabuye, comes from an old record by the expatriate South African singer Miriam Makeba. Mayabuye doesn't just borrow its melody from Africa. Its simple chord structures, chanting horns, the whole feel of Abdullah's arrangement are characteristically South African too. It's interesting to think about the process by which this particular music came about. Hundreds of years ago, West Africans were transported to America as slaves. Here, eventually, African rhythms and European harmony were combined to give birth to jazz. Sometime after that, jazz records trickled into South Africa, where musicians like Hugh Masekela and Abdullah Ibrahim mixed this American music with the sounds of home. Then South African jazz musicians emigrated to the States, where Americans like Ahmed Abdullah have been influenced by their music. By now, the evolutionary trail has crisscrossed the Atlantic three times. I mean, this stuff really gets around. Mayabuye is the only tune on Abdullah's album that has a specifically African source, but the same spirit runs through much of the record. Here's the head of Ahmed Abdullah's Ebony Queen. Of course, the African cultural strains you hear in jazz aren't always obvious, but Charles Brackeen's tenor sax work on the same piece resembles the sanctified shouting you might hear in a black church, an act of spirit possession that echoes African religious practices. There's a tendency to look at the influx of African and European musical ideas into jazz as something that happened over 100 years ago. But as Ahmed Abdullah's Liquid Magic reminds us, this process is still going on. The Danish jazz guitarist Pierre Dorge has been influenced by the zippy guitars heard in African pop musics. Saxophonist Anthony Braxton has acknowledged the influence of European composer Karlheinz Stockhausen on his thinking. Although the roots of jazz stretch well into the past, the music constantly renews itself, drawing on usable ideas from all over the world, which is one reason why the jazz tradition, contrary to rumor, is in no danger of dying out.